First parak of Truma's Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is discussing how one takes off the Truma. We saw in the Peah that Truma does not have a shear. If one takes off one grain for Truma, that's enough. The Rabbanan, the Chacham said that one should take off somewhere between the 40th and the 60th. Even so, since the Torah does not say a specific amount, Machatchila, one should not be exact in the amount of Shum he's taking off. In respect to Meiser, which is exactly 1/10, and Shumas Meiser is 100, one has to be exact. In respect to Shuma, Lachatchila, one should not be exact, you should give an approximate amount. So therefore, Ein Tarm and Loi Lamida, you should not measure the dimensions of the Shuma which you're taking off. Loi Lamishan, you shouldn't weigh it, have a specific weight. Loi Lamminion, you shouldn't count the units exactly. I will tell him who is a modud, as a shokel, as a monad. You can measure, weigh, or count the units before you start, and then based on that, take an approximation of how much truma you'll take off. But once again, one wants to be generous, he will take off approximately 1/40th, but not to measure it exactly. And Tom Vasaba Kubashem Shalitan, based on the same idea, someone should not use a basket or some type of box that is a measuring basket, has exact measure, because then once again you are taking an exact amount. You can fill it halfway or a third of the way, because then you're not doing an exact amount. There was a mida of a sa'ah, a certain amount that would have a marking on it in the halfway point. So the mela, you shouldn't use that, even if you're using half of it, because half of it is also a midah.